Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. Today is November 20th. My name's Allie, and we are reading through the Bible. It's something we do every day. We take kids from all around the world and lead them through some amazing passages in the Bible. Today's reading is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 35 through 58, and we finished up our reading in Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 and 4. Some believers had a few questions about the resurrection of believers. How did Paul answer these questions? Let's find out. From 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we're reading from the New Living Translation. Someone may ask, how will the dead be raised? What kind of body will they have? What a foolish question. When you put a seed into the ground, it doesn't grow into a plant unless it dies first. And what you put in the ground is not the plant that will grow, but only a bare seed of wheat or whatever you are planting. Then God gives it the new body he wants it to have. A different plant grows from each kind of seed. Similarly, there are different kinds of flesh, one kind for humans, another for animals, another for birds, and another for fish. There are also bodies in the heavens and bodies on the earth. The glory of the heavenly bodies is different from the glory of the earthly bodies. The sun has one kind of glory, while the moon and stars each have another kind. And even the stars differ from each other in their glory. It is the same way with the resurrection of the dead. Our earthly bodies are planted in the ground when we die, but they will be raised to live forever. Our bodies are buried in brokenness, but they will be raised in glory. They are buried in weakness, but they will be raised in strength. They are buried as natural human bodies, but they will be raised as spiritual bodies. For just as there are natural bodies, there are also spiritual bodies. The scripture tells us, the first man, Adam, became a living person. But the last Adam, that is Christ, is a life-giving spirit. What comes first is the natural body, then the spiritual body comes later. Adam, the first man, was made from the dust of the earth, while Christ, the second man, came from heaven. Earthly people are like the earthly man, and heavenly people are like the heavenly man. Just as we are now like the earthly man, we will someday be like the heavenly man. What I am saying, dear brothers and sisters, is that our physical bodies cannot inherit the kingdom of God. These dying bodies cannot inherit what will last forever. But let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. We will not all die, but we will all be transformed. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever, and we who are living will also be transformed. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. Then, when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Wow. Paul said that when believers are raised from the dead, they will have new bodies. These bodies will be even better than the ones they had on earth. If you are a follower of Jesus, this is good news. Your new body will never get sick, never hurt, never feel pain, and never get tired. Because Jesus died and rose again, all who believe in him will live with Jesus forever in heaven. Our new body will never die. Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 and 4 tells us, I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, look, God's new home is among his people. He will live with them and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever. Hey, we've done it again. We spent another day in the Bible. We'll be back again tomorrow to do the same thing. Until that time, you go forward in God's joy and you let his joy be your strength. Remember this, you are loved. See you tomorrow.